The public view is that we have a point system under which we select economic immigrants only on the basis of their success in Canada as on the economic sphere. And yet, when Statistics Canada, in census data and other surveys, compiled information on the incomes and taxes paid by recent immigrants, that is, since the middle 1980s, they have found some surprising results, namely that on average, right now, these recent immigrants earn about 60 to 70% of what the average Canadian earns, and they pay only about half of the income taxes as we do. So, when you take into consideration that these immigrants at the same time are absorbing all of the services per capita the same as the average Canadian, you get a difference in what they pay and what they get from the government of about $5,000 a year per person, which, given the number of immigrants we have in Canada, comes to about a $30 billion a year fiscal burden. This is a huge amount. It's growing every year, and there is no prospect that it will ever be repaid. And I should emphasize, this is not a statistic. The basic information about the average incomes of immigrants is not made up by me. It's not compiled by me. It is compiled by Statistics Canada. It comes as a surprise to most people who believe that, well, I thought we selected them on the basis that they would have these excellent prospects of success here. Well, it just hasn't turned out to be the case.